Johnny Smith was revered by guitar players in rock, country, and jazz. Jazz is where Smith honed his craft. He had one of the best-selling jazz records of the 1950s, his version of Moonlight in Vermont. Johnny Smith died Tuesday evening at his home in Colorado Springs, just 2 weeks shy of his 92nd birthday. NPR's Tom Cole tells us about Smith's career and the song that made it possible.
This is the version of Walk, Don't Run you might remember. The Ventures recorded their hit after hearing Chet Atkins play it. Chet heard it on a 1954 Johnny Smith recording. Smith had been in New York about 5 years when he wrote Walk, Don't Run. He was one of the most in-demand guitarists in the city, a staff musician at the NBC radio network, playing with orchestras and leading his own bands alongside the Beboppers on 52nd Street. Here's Smith just 2 years ago from a Smithsonian oral history interview.
I'll never forget, I was playing in Birdland, and I finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. The following 9 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting in the middle of the New York Philharmonic.
He was born in Alabama, and his family traveled the South looking for work during the Great Depression. They eventually settled in Portland, Maine, and he set a high bar for what he wanted his guitar to do.
I figured if a piano player can go from one end of the keyboard to the other, I ought to be able to do that on my guitar.
Smith used chords to move with the melody, creating a luxurious liquid sound that's been the envy of guitarists ever since. Johnny Smith also designed guitars for Guild and Gibson, one of them's at the Smithsonian. But at the height of his career, Smith's wife died, and he couldn't keep up his relentless schedule and care for his 5-year-old daughter. So in 1958, he packed everything up and moved to Colorado, where he opened a music store. In the end, the modest innovator was happy with his life as a family man.
Every dream that I had when I was a young kid came true.
Tom Cole, NPR News.